Okay, this is Torah from the year Tafshin Beis. So again, that's the third year of the Rebbe's Torah. And we'll learn a small piece for Shmini Atzeres, and then we'll learn his piece from Tafshin Beis on Parshas Bereishis. Two really gevaldic pieces that you can really daven over. You can really daven over all the Rebbe's Torahs, but I think these two will speak to us in a very strong way. So let's see. Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tialachem. Okay, so first of all, the Torah describes the holiday of Shmini Atzeres, right? Shmini Atzeres is not just the end of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is really, in the words of Chazal, a regel b'fnei atzmo, its own holiday. And Rashi explains on that pasuk, "Bayom Shmini Atzeres tiyalachem." Teirish Rashi b'shem haMedrash, "Lefi shechol yemos haregel hikrivu keneged ayin umos." We know that over the course of the 7 days of Sukkot, we bring 70 parim, 70 bulls, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. And then when it's all said and done, Hashem turns to us and says, whoa, hold on, before you leave, Jewish people, you brought animals, you brought karbanos corresponding to the whole world, but bavakasha mikem, asuli su'uda katana, kadesha edna mikem. Hashem says, make for me a little suda katana, a small little meal, so that I can benefit from you. Hashem says, I want a private moment with my Klal Yisrael. There's a certain universal nature to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. One of the tzaddikim said that we have two Yom Tovim that focus on Emunah. Right? Pesach is a Yom Tov of Emunah, and Sukkot is a Yom Tov of Emunah. What's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? On Pesach, we're teaching Emunah to ourselves. On Pesach, we gather around the Pesach Seder, and we teach Emunah to our family, to our children. On Sukkot, we go outside, we build the sukkah outside. As one of my kids said to me yesterday, I wonder what all Jews think when they see these Jews putting up huts in their driveways and in their backyards. Right? And it is. It's definitely a source of wonder, but that's sort of the point. We want the nation of the world to look at us and to be inspired. So on Sukkot, we bring 70 karbanos bonding to the 70 nations of the world. But then Hashem said, I want to have a private little regal, a little holiday with you. And that's called Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Sod HaYichud. It's a very, very deep day, Shmini Atzeres. So I said, I want to have a little Suda Katana with you. I want to have a small little meal together. Okay. So says the Rebbe, V'navina lama be'emes Suda Katana. Let's ask a question. Why Suda Katana? Why can't we have a big meal with Hashem? Right? I mean, we've been serving up all of these karbanos over the course of Sukkot. Right? So why does Hashem say, why do we have to have such a small, if we're going to have a nice meal, let's have a nice meal. Maybe it should be the nicest meal. Maybe the Suda that we have with Hashem should be nicer. Right? It should be the most karbanos, more than all the karbanos that we brought over the course of the entire Yom Tov. Why dafka Suda Katana? V'halo im hayu mitzava Hashem lahakriv karbanos merubin hayu makriven. If Hashem were to ask us to bring a lot of karbanos, we would do that also. So Hashem says, no, just bring one little karban, a suda katana. Why? And furthermore, v'chein, lama hasuda katana dafka b'shmini atzeres achra krovas ayin haparim v'lo b'chag acher. And why dafka on shmini atzeres does Hashem say to us, after you brought all of these karbanos for the whole world, now dafka, I want to have a private little meal with you. Why don't we do that by any other Yom Tov? Why is that unique to Shmini Atzeres coming after the Yom Tov of Sukkot? So the Rebbe explains something, which again, in his context, we understand so simply, but I think it speaks to us in a very, very profound way as well. Aval lefi matzaveinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is eternal, chevra. When Hashem says, I want to have a suda katana with a yid, that is true, that is Torah, and that is true all the time. Yes, the Torah was talking about Shmini Atzeres. Yes, the Torah was talking about bringing a particular karban to Hashem after bringing the many karbanos of Sukkot. But a Jew should always feel, and here's the key point, a Jew should always feel that it's shayach for me to serve a suda katana to Hashem. Sometimes we're worried that, my offerings to Hashem are not significant enough. And sometimes it seems like the world seems to have the upper hand over us, that the world dominates us. After all, we just brought 70 karbanos for the 70 nations of the world over Sukkot. But Hashem says, you should know, a suda katana of a yid is the most precious thing to me. So let's read the words. Avalafi matzaveinu. In our current situation, says the Rebbe, Mirames kino dasha ayin parim shayu makrivim neged ayin umos haya. Again, the 70 parim that are offered over the course of the 7 days of Sukkot correspond to the 70 nations. And part of the idea as to why we're bringing karbanos for the nations is litein shefa gam lahem. Because the Jewish people take achrayas, the Jewish God is actually the God of the world, and therefore we take achrayas to share and to bring shefa upon the whole world. We hope that the 70 nations of the world will know their place in the world and will use that hashpa in the right way. Ki kol shefa eloki nishpa al yedei Yisrael. Because all shefa that comes to this world comes by way of the Jewish people. Aval kishechos v'chalilo yisgabru ha'avonos v'heim yekablu kol kach shefa ad shiatziru osanu chos v'chalilo kol kach. But however, when we're not the proper Jews we're supposed to be, then what happens is that we're giving power to our enemies through our increasing averos. They're going to receive shefa. And because the Jewish people are not being true to themselves, because we're doing averos, so the nations of the world are going to take advantage of us, and they're going to afflict us, chas v'shalom. V'lo tehelanu bilti suda katana. And it almost looks at the end of the day that the Jewish people who are supplying shefa to everyone, for themselves are left with very little. That somehow, what the Rebbe is saying is somehow, even though the Jewish people are supposed to be b'nei malachim, we're supposed to be princes, we're supposed to be rulers in the world, it seems, says the Rebbe, now here in the year 1941, approaching 1942, says the Rebbe, it seems that what? It seems that we've become the slaves of the world. It seems that most of the food is being consumed by our enemies, and we're starving here in the ghetto. And all we have is maybe a suda katana, bechol hamuvanim. All we're left with is a suda katana in all of its understanding, in all of its ways. In other words, katana in what way? Katnus begufnius, vekatnus beruchnius. Small in terms of the actual food that we have to eat. We feel that our spirituality has shrunken. We don't have the yeshivas like we had. We don't have the ability, the headspace, the energy to learn like we once did. The Rebbe says, it seems like Klal Yisrael are left with very, very little to offer Hashem. Gam oz lo yipol libeinu, but our hearts should not falter, and we shouldn't become nervous, we shouldn't feel unworthy. Raknis ametz gam oz lahakriv lo yisbarach al koponim su'uda katana. But a Jew has to realize, in the yiridos of life, when things are difficult, a Jew has to realize a little bit is also a good thing. Abyssal is oich gut. A little bit is also good. So if usually I like to learn night seder for an hour every night, and now I have finals coming up, and I'm very busy, and I need to study, and I'm nervous about my tests, so I should learn night seder for 1 minute. What's the point of 1 minute? I usually learn for an hour. What's 1 minute? 1 minute is a Jew saying that 1 minute of Torah is chashiv. Right? I usually try to do like this. And now I feel that I can't. I usually daven. I like to daven at this minyan because they daven at a nice pace. And now, you know, I'm debating, should I go to this other minyan because I'm in a bit of a rush? Is it worth it to go to the minyan? They're going to rush anyways. I'm not going to daven so well anyways. Yes, it's worth it because a little bit is also good. A Jew has to feel that he has the strength to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu a suda katana. And Hashem is very pleased with that. Hashem delights in that. Hashem feels honored by that. V'chein gam ata. When we think back, says the Rebbe, what was Rosh Hashanah like in the good old days? What was Yom Kippur like in the good old days? What was Sukkot like in the good old days? And again, you don't have to be someone who was a chassid of the Piazetzner Rebbe, who's now suffering in the Warsaw ghetto, to feel that his Rosh Hashanah is not what it once was. Right? I was talking to a Yid the other day, who went to Uman 2 years ago, and David in some local shul, you know, a regular shul somewhere in America, and he was saying like, oh, Rosh Hashanah last year was mamish, the greatest Rosh Hashanah of my life, and now, you know, he says to me, now I'm like, I'm davening with my father-in-law and the young Israel of whatever, and it's just not the same. So that's what the Rebbe's talking about here. The Rebbe's saying, if you feel like your Rosh Hashanah once upon a time was so great, or Yom Kippur was so great, or your Sukkot was so great, if you remember Simchas Torah and Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, and now you're not feeling the same way, you're not connected in the same way, you're remembering what it was like Lifnei Shanim, you're remembering what it was like in the good old days, V'doma lanu, and it seems to you, it appears to you, that what? B'ma nechshu hayom tovim shel ata. And you ask yourself, come on, is this really, I remember the best Yom Kippur of my life. I remember the best Sukkot of my life. I don't have hopes that this year it's going to be, you know, anything like that. Says the Rebbe, that's a terrible way to look at things. Lo yipol libeino. A Jew should never compare a past spiritual experience to a current spiritual experience. And a Jew should never say, it's only worth serving Hashem if I can do it in a big way. Raknis ametz laso suda katana kafi matzaveinu. Offer Hashem a suda katana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I would rather have a little bit with you than not have anything at all. V'lo v'shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah b'lvad. And the Rebbe is saying, this is not just a lesson for Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which are such celebratory, big days in the Jewish calendar. And the Rebbe is speaking to people who don't feel that they have anything left to give Hashem, that they can't celebrate, that they can't dance, that they can't feel connected. Ragam bereishis hazman haba aleinu letova. Of course, as we finish the Torah and Simchas Torah, we start over, bereishis. We go back to the beginning. So the Rebbe says we should think that as we enter into a new reishis, even though the Rebbe's talking now, he's broadcasting now 3 years, 3 years of drushas, right? 3 years of drushas in his suffering. But the Rebbe says, let's believe in the possibility of a bereishis. Let's believe in the possibility of a fresh start. I know it seems like we're stuck in this forever. But the Rebbe says, bereishis hazman haba aleinu, na'asa lanu shi'urim kafi matzaveinu. Let's try to what? Let's try to learn to the best of our ability. B'dachus v'yisurim al koponim. If it means pushing ourselves a little bit to learn, to daven, to whatever it is, to try to be connected, let's do what we can. Let's start fresh. Hashem yirachim v'yoshienu tekef umiyad. And hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept us immediately. So what an amazing thing, how the Rebbe looks at a Rashi in Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, and he sees a message of Hashem speaking to us. Hashem is talking to us throughout the generations. If you ever feel that your suda is too katana, you should know Hashem says, I would rather have a tiny little meal with a yid than the world try to, you know, make some big celebration for me. It's so true, no? What would you rather? What would I rather? Would I rather go to a big fancy, you know, I don't know, shul dinner with like really great food? Or I'd rather sit home and like eat a bowl of ice cream with my wife. You know, I'd rather have the suda katana with my beloved, right? Because that's the nature of the relationship. So dafka, after offering all these karbanos, can I get the umas ha'olam? Hashem says klal yisrael. So you have to understand, when it's just me and you, even if it's just a little bit, that's the greatest thing in the world. That's the greatest thing in the world, and that's the chizik the Rebbe is giving us. We should never feel that our offering, that whatever it is we want to present to Hashem, is insignificant. It's not worth it. It's always worth it. Even a suda katana is dafka very beloved in the eyes of Hashem. Okay? Let's try this next piece on Shabbos Bereishis. This is a Gevaldik Torah also. However, we have a concept that, again, that we express on Simchas Torah as we come back to Bereishis. It's one of the most beautiful things about Torah. And that is, you know, if you have your favorite book, maybe you read it a couple of times, right? Maybe your favorite movie, you watched it a few times, right? Things like that. People, you know, your favorite things you come back to time and again. But what's the most amazing thing about the Torah is that there's no such thing as finishing the Torah. A Jew who understands what Torah is, it's not like a silly movie, and it's not like a fiction novel that if it's really good, maybe after a couple of years you'll pick it up and you'll read it again. The Torah is always new. And we highlight that by saying that the second we finish the Torah, we immediately start over. Because with our new eyes, we want to see new things in the Torah. And that's such a beautiful thing, that we can always come back to Bereishis again and again and again. And we see it, and we learn it in a new way. Think about how much our perspective has changed over the course of a year when we come back to Bereishis. So the Rebbe says, Hinei, we're on page Reish Aleph in our edition. Hinei noda sha Torah na'ut sofa b'tchilasa, v'tchilasa b'sofa. However, we know that what does na'utz mean? Anyone know what the word na'utz means? It means like stuck or inserted. Right? The end of the Torah is inserted into the beginning. Right? It's linked. We link the end of the Torah with the beginning and the beginning with the end. Na'utz literally means like to be, no, it means like to stick something in. So the Torah is connected. Right? There's no break, there's no gap. The end of the Torah connects immediately back to the beginning. Okay. V'isa b'svar makadoshim. So the holy books try to explain to us the connection hasmichus le'enei kol Yisrael in Bereishis. We need to try to understand, as many, many svarim do, many a good Chassidish Sefer offers an explanation. What is the relationship between the last three words of the Torah? No, Jared, what are the last three words of the Torah? Le'enei kol Yisrael. With the first word of the Torah, with Bereishis, right? We come full circle. The relationship between the last three words and the first. Right? What is this Le'enei kol Yisrael Bereishis? So the Rebbe has such a beautiful tefillah. The Rebbe says, Lefi matzavenu. Again, what does it mean to us in our situation? Lefi matzavenu ata efshar lomer haremez. We can say the following. Ki chasodim niglim. When you experience a chesed that is revealed, that is nigla for all to see. Haynu kisha Hashem mashpia chesed lefi tzarche Yisrael. Ozhu chesed le'enei kol Yisrael. The type of chesed that you can see when a good thing happens and it's identifiably good to you, when you recognize it as good, an open chesed le'enei kol Yisrael for all eyes to see. Masha'ein kin kishu chesed nistar. But we know that everything Hashem does is chesed. Olam chesed yibaneh. The Rebbe is grappling with the fact that even here, as we're suffering in the Holocaust, the Rebbe is saying there's some type of chesed in disguise here. What do we daven? We always ask Hashem for what? We refer to Hashem and we daven that Hashem should be gomel chasadim tovim. Chavra, I mentioned this to you, I think, last year. What are chasadim tovim? Jashmas, what are chasadim tovim? Good chesed as opposed to what? Bad chesed. What is chasadim tovim? The answer is what we would call, no, Reb Jack, what would we call it? Revealed good, right? We want revealed good in our life. We don't want just good. Everything is good. But I want the type of good that I can enjoy, that I can appreciate. When we wish each other a shana tova umisuka, we want the year not just to be good, we want it to be good and sweet. Because everything Hashem does is good. But not everything that we experience is sweet. There's a good that hurts. There's a good that comes through pain. So we ask Hashem, please, we want revealed good. We want chasadim tovim. So when Hashem performs, again, open chesed, that's called le'enei kol Yisrael. When Hashem performs chesed nistar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs hidden chesed, so how do we experience that? I was at a l'chaim the other night, and the chassan spoke for just 2 minutes, and he said a beautiful thing. He said, you know, my kala and I realize that we needed to date other people and be in other relationships to be able to now get to this point. He said, when we were dating, we were both frustrated about dating, about not finding someone for a period of time, right? But we now realize, now that we found each other, we realize that everything that we went through was 1,000,000% necessary to get to this moment. And he said, he gave a bracha to everyone there. The chassan said, I want to give a bracha to everyone that when you're going through the struggle, you should realize already, not after the fact, but while you're in it, you should realize that even that struggle is part of the chesed of Hashem. So the Rebbe says, when we experience chesed nistar, when we experience concealed kindness, oz mitchilahu chesed rak le'enei Hashem kevyach. At the beginning, only Hashem's eyes can see that what? That it's a chesed. Ach acher kach, kisha Hashem moshia lahem. But afterwards, when it all works itself out and Hashem provides salvation, oz nase chesed gam le'ineim sheroam ha-chesed shahayabo. Then everyone is able to what? To come to the recognition of the chesed. So again, revealed chesed is called what, chavra? Le'inei kol Yisrael. Hidden chesed is what? Hidden chesed is Le'enei Hashem, and then only in time does it become revealed to us. Aval halo ein lanu kris, Ribono she'olam, it's a bereishis, it's a time to start over. At a certain point, we can't survive with what? With a hidden chesed. We need open chesed. Lachein pa'al Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, what are the last two psukim of the Torah, chevra? Moshe Rabbeinu performed lechol ha'osos v'ha'mofsim. Asher shilacho Hashem la'asos be'eretz Yitzrayim l'paro l'chol avadav l'chol artzo. Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to perform open miracles. Because the Jewish people were on the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim. They were on the verge of collapse. And they needed to see the Yad Hashem, and Hashem displayed openly through Moshe Rabbeinu, his shliach, awesome miracles, open miracles. U'lechol hayad ha'chazaka asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. All of the wondrous things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, le'enei kol Yisrael, bereishis. And then we go back to Bereshis. We finish the Torah and we go back to Bereshis. Says the Rebbe, you know what we're asking Hashem? You know what a Jew has to daven? And I think it's a fitting tefillah for us to daven as we finish the Torah in a very short time from now. As we get to Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, you know what we should daven as we finish the Torah and start over again? We should daven these four words. Le'enei kol Yisrael Bereshis. What are we asking Hashem? What are we asking Hashem? Le'enei kol Yisrael. We want our eyes to be able to see it Bereshis from the beginning. I know that eventually everything is going to make sense. I know that the most painful experiences in my life will eventually make sense. But Hashem, have rachmanis and make it a chesed le'enei kol Yisrael that my eyes can see from the start. Shegam bereshis umitchilo miad yechesed le'enei kol Yisrael. Hashem, we want chasadim tovim. We want the types of chasadim that our eyes can see right away. Haynu bechasadim tovim v'niglin. We want open chesed, revealed chesed. I don't want to have to wait to understand somewhere down the road what type of chesed it is. Rabboni shel olam, we want to see the Yad Hashem. We want to see it open. We want to see the chesed right now. Chevra, when we got the Torah, did we fully appreciate the great gift that Hashem gave us? And the answer is not 100%. It would take the Jewish people some time to really fall in love with the Torah. Let's review the Gemara and Shabbos. Says the Rebbe, Od Efshar. Ki Isa b'Gemara Shabbos Peches Amud Beis. Chevra, you all know this Gemara. Maybe you don't know this pasuk that he's about to reference, but you certainly know the concept of this Gemara, the famous question of Tosfos on this Gemara. Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yoinason. My dichsiv, what does it mean when it says in the fourth parak of Shir HaShirim, Libavtini achoisi kala, Libavtini ba'achas meinayich. Libavtini, what does Libavtini mean? I saw one translation that says, you ravished me, right? You craved me. You desired me with one of your eyes. Libavtani ba'achas me'inayach. You captured me. Capture is a good word. You captured me with one of your eyes. Right? Just by, again, Shir HaShirim is the beautiful love story. Right? So, libavtini achosi kala. You've captured me. You've taken a hold of me, my beloved. Libavtini ba'achas me'inayach. You captured me with one of your eyes. Right? With one little wink. With one little look in the eye, I fell in love with you. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has an interesting drasha. The Gemara says, "Bitchila ba'achas me'inayich," originally with one eye, originally with one eye, "L'cheshetasi b'shtei einayich." But when you do it, when you fulfill the Torah, right, with two eyes, Perish Rashi, "Bitchila," originally b'kabbalah, when you first accepted the Torah. You only were giving Hashem, so to speak, one eye. But the more that you live Torah, you get both eyes. What does that mean? So the Rebbe explains. The Rebbe says the following. I'm reading off the screen. Our edition actually gives us the full Rashi. Right? Rashi says, B'tchila, b'kabbalah shekibaltem achas hu etzlechem, ulevesof, k'shekiyamtem shtayim yesh. Again, when you first accepted the Torah, you accepted it with one eye. But when you started to fulfill it, you accepted it with two eyes. What's one eye? What's two eyes? So says the Rebbe, V'hinei, Al-Kviyas Hahar, the fact that the Gemara tells us that Hashem put a mountain over our head, so the question is obvious. Makshim HaTosfos, Tosfos asks in Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Aleph the following question. Nu, who remembers Tosfos' question? Why does Hashem have to put a mountain over our head? Nu, Ezra, remember the question. Why does Hashem put a mountain over our head? We had already said what? Help me out, Chevra. What's Tosfos' question? Why does God have to force us into accepting the Torah? No. Help me out.
We already
said Na'aseh v'Nishma. That's right. Right? Hashem says, do you want my Torah? Yes, Na'aseh v'Nishma. We would love your Torah. And then Hashem puts a mountain overhead and says, you better take my Torah or else. We already said we want it. Why are you putting a mountain over our heads? That's Tosfos' question in Shabbos Peches Amud Aleph. Hakvar Higdimu Nasa L'Nishma. We already said Nasa before Nishma. That's what Nun Lamed Nun stands for in this edition. Nasa L'Nishma. We already said Nasa before Nishma. So Tosfos answers. Umetartzim. The Balei Tosfos answer. Afshar yihiyu chozrim kishayiru ha'esh ha'gadola. It could be that they thought they wanted the Torah, but when they showed up at Har Sinai, what did they see, Jonathan? They saw the fires of Har Sinai. They saw the awesome esh of Har Sinai. They panicked, Jared. They got nervous. They said, maybe this is too intense. Maybe God is like it's too scary. The whole thing's a little too scary. So when they showed up at Har Sinai, even though originally they thought they wanted it, but when they saw the demands of Torah, they panicked a little bit. They got a little bit nervous. When they saw the Eish HaGadola, they wanted to back out. So says the Rebbe, Nimtza, Shekev and Sheherelhem Eish, Lachein lo hayu betuchim, Sheish aru bekabalasam shal nasa v'nishma. When they saw the fire, and obviously think about what that means to the Rebbe, when you see the fires of the crematoria, the gas chambers, right, you see all the struggles, you see the bombs being dropped on the Jewish people, the Rebbe said, I understand what Klal Yisrael were saying. That when you're going to see the fires, you're going to see the struggles of this world, it's very hard sometimes to think that I'm going to hold on to Nasa v'Nishma. How am I going to hold on to my love for the Torah when I'm suffering so much? When I'm going through difficult times? How do I stay? How do I stay strong? How do I stay religious? When I'm going through that difficulty? How does a person stay religious? I know someone who was very recently diagnosed with cancer. Right? And they're going through, their family members are shaken. They're religiously shaken. When they're going through a hard time, it's hard to hold on. You have questions. Why does God do this? How does this happen? Right? So it's hard to hold on to the Nasa v'Nishma. It's hard to hold on to the Nasa v'Nishma when you're going through what? When you're going through the fires, when you're confronted by the fires. But however, you know that even though Klal Yisrael originally accepted the Torah with a little bit of coercion, when did they re-accept the Torah out of love? In the words of Rashi, me'avas hanes. When did they re-accept the Torah? After what? After the Purim story. Kimu v'kiblu, remember? What does the Gemara say? V'rak bimei achashverosh, kishoshia Hashem lahem. When they saw that the scariest moments of history, when the Jewish people were so afraid of being destroyed by Haman yimach shemo, and all of a sudden, v'nahafachu, the whole thing turned into a huge celebration. Miyagon l'simcha, me'eva liyomtov, mamish v'nahafachu. Then Klal Yisrael said, wow, kimu v'kiblu. When they realized that even in the most difficult moments, it was really a chesed in disguise, and they saw that in the Purim story. And he's borrowing again, this is the words of Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, sh'me'av asanes, from the love that they felt from the miracle of surviving on Purim, Yeshua and the salvation, kiblu gam me'atzvam l'kaima. They said at that point, b'lev shalim, we don't need to be forced into the Torah, we want the Torah, with all of our hearts and all of our soul. So says the Rebbe, Zoso Maris, last paragraph. Zoso Maris, that is to say, Shekasher Hashem Madrich Es Yisrael, Ba'oni U'pachad, Ein Betuchim Ba'kabbalah, Shiyakaimu. When the Jewish people are being led, as the Piazetz Rebbe and his followers were being led at this period of Jewish history in the 1940s, in Nazi Germany, right, or in Poland, wherever they were. When the Jewish people are under attack, says the Rebbe, when we're living in the Warsaw Ghetto, right, and we're living with fear and we're living with suffering, yes, it's very hard to say Nasa v'Nishma. It's hard to love being a Jew when you're being targeted for being a Jew. Your heart trembles and you kind of want to back out. You almost wish, had I not been a Jew, I wouldn't be in this situation right now. And it's obvious that it's that way. Because when you're going through a difficulty, it is very difficult to hold on to everything when you're suffering. It's much easier, it's obvious that it's much easier for a Jewish soul to cling to Hashem when Hashem is guiding us and leading us in the way of what? Of revealed good, of open love. It's easy to say, Kimu v'kiblu, when you have Yeshuos and Nechamos. V'oz betuchim yoser shiyakaimu. Right? When things are good, it's so much easier to be a Jew. So therefore, says the Rebbe, that is the tefillah that we daven when we finish the Torah. Nimtza, shebahadracha ba'onesh
as maschila rak ba'achas me'enayich. So going back to the Gemara, originally Hashem says, you were only willing to give me one eye. We fell in love with one eye. But when things get good, then we're able to look each other in the face mamish. Right? One eye kind of represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a state of Hester Panim, but he's like still peeking. He's still keeping an eye on us. We're still keeping an eye on him. But it's hard to see each other. So again, says the Gemara, explaining the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, when we first accepted the Torah and we were scared of the fires, and we were forced to take the Torah with a mountain overhead, at the time of the Kabbalah, it was only with one eye. V'rak achar kach, kishetasu. But when the Torah comes to life, and we have a little perspective, and we realize that what? That even in the most difficult moments, there was a blessing in disguise, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still runs the world, and there's a master plan. And like we mentioned yesterday from Mordechai Pogromansky, that Hashem is just an artist, and we're just all another chapter in his book, in the painting, the portrait that he's drawing. Masha ein ken kishamadrich Hashem es Yisrael ba'ava, sha'oz ba'akabala betuchim shi'akaimu. Then the Jewish people can say, with confidence, we're going to hold on to the Torah. It's so much easier when we feel Hashem's love. Oz mitchila maschila hi bebeiz einayim. So then, the process of what? Of experiencing Hashem with two eyes happens right away. I don't have to wait till after the fact that I understand why it was good, and then my eyes are open. I want to be able to see it right away. And chever, that's the end of the Torah. V'zeh lechol ha'osos v'chulu le'enei kol Yisrael bereishis. The tefillah of the Rebbe is we should be zocha, that bereishis, immediately, whatever happens in our life, immediately, we should be able to say, oh, I see the Yad Hashem, I see the Chesed Hashem. Shebereishis, gam mitchila yeh le'enai, that from the beginning I should be right before my eyes, right? And it should be le'enai, not le'enai kol Yisrael, plural, lashon rabin, that it should be le'enai kol Yisrael, before the eyes, plural, not just the eye. We always have one eye on God. But to be able to have both eyes on Hashem, because the chesed of Hashem is so obvious to us. Lashon Rabin Beis Einayim. I said on Shabbos, I mentioned to some chevra on Shabbos in our shul, that one of the things I'm working on, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, is I'm trying to say thank you Hashem faster. I want to be more quick to say thank you Hashem. When things happen, when something happens, when I know something's about to happen, right, or something, you know, something has happened, right, I want to say thank you Hashem right away. I want to be able to get in the car and I have to get somewhere and I'm on a schedule, and as I'm turning on Waze, I want to be able to say thank you Hashem the second I get, you know, the report, whether it's no traffic or a ton of traffic. I want to train myself to just always be responsive. Thank you Hashem. Right? Because this is exactly how it's supposed to be. We're learning Shabbos morning, the Sefer B'yam Darkecha, and we're learning the section on Bittul, and it's such a beautiful section. Maybe we'll learn it together at some point. It's so beautiful. Because it talks about what? Realizing that everything is from Hashem. And to be mevatel yourself to the Ratzon Hashem. And to feel safe because you're in Hashem's arms. But again, what the Rebbe is davening, the Rebbe says, of course I know it's all Hashem. I know it's all Hashem. But I want to be able to see it with two eyes. I don't want to have to know it from behind the fence, behind the wall, that Hashem is somewhere out there. I want to be able to look Hashem in the face with both my eyes. Panim el panim. The way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at Hashem. I don't want to live in a state of Hester Panim. Okay, so that's our tefillah. Le'enei kol Yisrael, the eyes of the Jewish people, bereishis, should immediately see the Yad Hashem. And we should only be zocha to experience revealed good in our lives. Say Amen.